I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. I saw a Facebook post from Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, that talked about mosquitoes and how maybe it's not such a great idea to eliminate them.
Yeah, I've always felt that way.
Have you?
Yes. I'm all for controlling them around your home. Draining out bird baths, flower pots, red flyer wagons, you name it. Any water-holding vessel that serves as a breeding site, get rid of it. But the idea of let's just figure out a way of wiping out all mosquitoes everywhere makes no sense at all. I mean, first of all, we've never managed to wipe out any pest. We just haven't been able to do it. It's just not possible. It's not practical. Also, we're ignoring the fact that mosquitoes are a linchpin in the food web. I mean, as adults, they are an important food source for birds, reptiles, amphibians, bats. Gotta love those bats. I've been enjoying the bat show in our neighborhood
for the past
several weeks. And if you consider what they do during the aquatic stages, fish rely on mosquito larvae as well as a number of aquatic predatory insects. Mm. So from that point of view, it makes no sense at all to try and eliminate them from the environment because we have no idea what kind of damage that would do. So some of the more interesting research, I think, that's going on with the mosquitoes today is looking at how to attack the disease-causing organisms, thus impacting the ability of mosquitoes to carry diseases and pass them along. That, I think, is much more exciting and much more reasonable.
I'm going to paraphrase the British author C.S. Lewis, who said he thought that perhaps a hell for humans and a paradise for mosquitoes could be conveniently combined.
That's pretty good.
Well, I must say my mosquito bites are down this season. Spending less time out in the heat, for one. And number two is I have decided on a uniform for working in the yard, which is long pants, long-sleeved, light khaki uniform.
There you go.
And it works.
Choose your activity period wisely and keep it covered.
Haven't had to use a repellent once.
Once again, I think that, we tend to look at things through the lens of our needs, and we don't often consider how the world really works. So, I get the same question all the time about what good are ticks, but there are organisms out there that eat ticks. Ticks are important in passing along pathogens that keep other animal populations in check, and it's unfortunate, that we are oftentimes these days caught in the crosshairs of that sort of thing, but they do have a role to play. So if we're looking at controlling these organisms, we really need to consider the big picture. And what we're realizing, we have a very poor understanding of the big picture. One thing to keep in mind is of the thousands of mosquitoes found around the world, relatively few carry disease-causing organisms. And we really don't know what the effect would be on the ecology if we killed all mosquitoes.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of Beetles of Eastern North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's Facebook page at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.